AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Water regulators in California are taking unprecedented steps to restrict water used by homes and businesses. AP correspondent Fennett Nirupale reports.
California water regulators have approved mandatory water cutbacks for the first time ever. It's a sign of the growing severity of California's four-year drought, and they want to save enough water to make sure that cities don't have to make even more painful cutbacks if the drought continues.
The new restrictions include a mandatory target for each local water agency to reduce consumption. A northern Idaho police officer shot by a man who stole his patrol car has died of his injuries. Sergeant Greg Moore was shot early Tuesday after checking on a suspicious person in Coeur d'Alene. Police arrested a 26-year-old man after a car chase that reached speeds of 125 miles an hour. The pursuit ended when a police dog dragged Jonathan Renfro from his hiding place under a truck. The Senate has approved a GOP budget compromise.
Senate Republicans muscled through final congressional approval of the spending framework, which includes billions more for defense while cutting trillions in domestic spending. This is Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It aims to make government more efficient, more effective.
Democrats led by Harry Reid denounced the GOP decision to include tax breaks for the wealthy while cutting programs like Medicaid, food stamps, and student aid.
The Republican budget is unfair. It's unbalanced.
The measure sets the stage for a vote later this year to repeal the health care law, which the president is certain to veto. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Under armed security and a cloud of conflicted opinions and emotions, the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo was presented a Freedom of Expression Award on Tuesday night from the Pan American Center in New York. This is AP Radio News. Officials say a drone large enough to carry tanks of fertilizers and pesticides has won rare approval from federal authorities to spray crops in the U.S. The Obama administration has approved the first ferry service in decades between the U.S. and Cuba. Here's the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
Baja Ferries, which operates passenger service in Mexico, says it's received a license from the Treasury Department. Florida's Sun Sentinel newspaper says approvals have also been given to Havana Ferry Partners of Fort Lauderdale, United Caribbean Lines Florida in the Orlando area, and Airline Brokers of Miami.
The Cuban government has had no comment yet, and it's far from clear it would be willing to allow a new channel for the movement of goods and people between the two countries. Fans of the late Jim Morrison of the Doors are in a push to preserve his childhood home in New Mexico. They want his Albuquerque home designated a historical site and placed in a list of tourist attractions in the city. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.